Time for another edition of Clan Chat. Aaron Murphy, delighted to have the captain of the Glasgow Clan, Dyson Stevenson, joining us for this edition. And it's been a great summer, Dyson. You've gotten married. You've been back at home and working on the farm. And it's certainly been a busy time.
Yeah, it's definitely been busy. A lot of different things going on. And weddings nowadays are, it's not just you plan it a week ahead. It's, we've been planning it since we're in Glasgow. So it's been a long few months leading up to that. But, we had a great day and we were excited to, finally tie the knot, I guess. And it went really well. We had a lot of people, a lot of ex-hockey players that I used to play with and some guys still playing. So we enjoyed it. It was great. And then, working a little. I didn't work too much the last month here leading up to the wedding, but we're just getting ready to start harvesting here soon. So kind of been out at the farm getting ready for that.
Well, it's been great. You and I have actually chatted on the phone quite a bit, and it was very, very stereotypical conversation. A Newfoundlander calls out to the prairies and interrupts a farmer working with his cattle, and we had a chat about hockey. So it couldn't have gotten much more Canadian than one of the times I called you earlier in the process. But we're delighted to have you back. And Dyson, let's just touch on that a little bit. I mean, what was some of the factors? We all know it was a tough situation last year at times, which you came through with shining colors, your leadership and all that. But just talk about some of the factors that maybe helped in getting you back to another season for the Purple Army.
Yeah, I think I had a few more options this year than I did the previous year. I wanted to hear Glasgow out and hear their offer and hear what they do for me. And not only because I love the city, it's just because they've always been great for me. From day one when Malcolm Cameron brought me in and Gareth and all the fans from day one, they always, they liked me and they treated me like I've been there forever. And I think you got to respect that. The kind of person that I am is if someone, treats you right and respects you, you're going to do whatever you can for them. So that was my number one goal, was to, hear the team out and hear what they had to offer. And I'd do anything for a lot of people in Glasgow. So I didn't really want to leave and go somewhere else. I like being comfortable and we have a good crew and an even better crew now with some new faces around. So I'm really excited to come back. I'm actually trying to get back there as soon as possible. We got our visas appointments kind of booked for Saturday and hopefully everything goes smoothly there. And I want to get there as soon as possible.
When you look at the roster, and I joke about the conversations you and I had, but some of it was fundamental, wasn't it? It's hockey. I mean, at the end of the day, yes, you want to be comfortable. You like the city and you like the fans, but I think all of us want to win, right? That's why we all got involved in hockey. I mean, it's fun. Yes, it's about being about around the boys in the dressing room, all that stuff, but ultimately it's about wins. And when we talked about that, I got the real sense that you really, really want to win. You'd love to bring a trophy to the great fans of Glasgow. So in asking that, in saying that, is there anyone that we've signed that you've seen that you're really excited to see in purple this season?
I haven't been able to follow too much lately with the wedding, but I listened to Gary's interview and I like the Sanj. The Sanj signing has been really, it's a player I hated to play against last year. Couldn't really do too much to him because he's a little skilled guy. So, he's a guy that works. He's not only small and skilled, but he works hard and you could tell he wants to win, right? So, and then obviously Gary, obviously kind of being the coach last year, he did everything I asked from him and more, like, killing penalties. He was playing 23 minutes a night for the team and stuff. So he's a guy that wants to win. And then obviously, there's a lot of new faces that I don't know too much about. I haven't really had time to research them, but, obviously getting Sol back is just, for me, it was something the team was missing last year in the dressing room with everything going on last year. It was really tough. And he's just a guy that, brings great morale to the team. And not only that, he would do anything for his teammates and he wants to win really bad. So there's so many guys I'm excited to, to see new guys, a lot of guys. And then the goaltending tandem. I briefly played with Kylie, is that his name there?
Jake Kylie, yeah. He speaks highly of you as well.
Yeah, we were in Utica a bit together. So we, we kind of spent some time together. So I know him, and he's a really good kid. So I'm excited. It's just, you know, it's a team that, you know, you're looking right away. You're looking top four for sure. And anything less than that for me, and I think for everyone else in the organization, would be a disappointment.
You did a great job, you and Steven Dixon last year under, you know, it was a tough situation. So just a word on Steven Dixon. He's going to hang up the skates after what's been an incredible career. I mean, a world junior gold medal, a Finnish Liga title. So Dicko has hung him up. I think he's in Nova Scotia right now, maybe thinking about what the next move is. But just a word to Steven Dixon.
Yeah, he really kept a lot of guys on board last year. He's quiet. You know, he's a quiet guy, but he leads by example and he'd do anything for anyone. I had multiple guys last year that said there's a chance that they would have left if he wasn't on the team. Just because what he brings to the locker room and how he, you know, he's an older guy, but still came to the rink every day with a smile on his face and, you know, he was at near the end of his career, but you could just tell he wanted to win. He wanted to help guys out and he wanted to bring joy to the locker room. And I think that's what he did throughout his whole career. And he had a heck of a career and made some good money and, you know, played on some really good teams, traveled all over the world. So we spent a lot of time together last year having our coaches meetings at the pubs. And, you know, he's just a great person. And I don't think you'll ever hear anyone talk bad about Steven Dixon. So I'm really happy for him. And I hope whatever he wants to do, and I know whatever he does, he'll make it good and make it fun.
Well, he'll certainly be a miss to the Elite League. He'll certainly be a miss to the Purple Army. But we wish Dicko all the best in retirement. A few questions came in on social media. The fans, I mean, you're a fan favorite, and they're delighted to have you back. So Mark McCallum saying, great to have you back and see you with the C on your chest. What's your excitement levels for the season ahead after last season?
Yeah, last season was tough. I'm really excited to start the season and hopefully get a bunch of wins right away so we can stop talking about last season. But, you know, we're excited. It's going to be completely different. I think like last year was tough, but we did learn a lot of things. So it was cool in its own way. But I think the team we have and the professionalism with Coach Morgan and you guys is just exciting for me personally. I had the same coach almost seven years in a row, give or take, with Malcolm Cameron. And I would do anything for him and he would do anything for me, but I feel I kind of shied away from, you know, working as hard as I could because I knew he would give me a lot of opportunity. So I'm really excited to have a new coach where I got to work and, you know, earn my way up in the roster. So I think that's going to be good for me. And yeah, like you said earlier, the team's looking really good. I haven't, like I said, had a lot of chance to research everyone, but I know the players we got. And I know with talking with Coach Morgan that we got a competitive group that's willing to, you know, do anything to win. So I'm excited for that.
You and Mitchell, we might have covered this, but we'll let you and Mitchell ask his question. The biggest factor in your decision to come back for this season, Dice?
Yeah, like I said, just the type of guy I am again is if someone respects me, treats me well, I'm going to, you know, give them the time of the day and I'm going to listen to what they have to say. And I think while you know more than most people, you guys did a lot of things to, you know, try and get me back. And you guys also told me if I wanted to go elsewhere, I could. And I respected you guys for that. And I know I think you guys respected me for, you know, making the decision to come back. So it's just a mutual respect from, you know, the ownership, the new ownership all the way down to, you know, the coach and the guys, you know, behind the scenes. So that's number one. And then obviously I knew the team was going to be good. I knew you guys were going to give us the best chance to have a top team in the league. And I'm kind of sick of losing and I want to start winning. So that's why I come back.
Well, I think everyone at Brayhead Arena will be glad to hear that you want to win. I think we all want to win, and that's something that seems to be about the place, doesn't it? There's a bit of a buzz about what we're trying to build. We'll take one last question. Tanya DR, thanks for coming back this season and all you did last year. What's your mindset during a game, and do you have any game day rituals?
Well, last year was definitely different because I was in the coach's room and then getting ready, so it was a little different. I don't have too much. The guys like to play soccer. I like to try and challenge the British and especially the Scottish guys in soccer. I'm definitely usually top three on the team playing soccer before the game, so I spend a lot of time doing that. Other than that, no, just watch some video, go back home. I'm pretty fortunate enough. I usually have lunch waiting for me when I get home, so pretty lucky there. And then the classic hour, 2 hour nap, and then go get ready to play.
Well, look, it's great. It's nice to hear from the fans as well. And one thing I noticed when I was looking through all the questions, the sentiment is 100%. So delighted. I think probably the most excited that the fans have been is that Dyson Stevenson's back. He's going to have the C on his jersey. And for us as a backroom staff and everyone, even like Red in the equipment room and all that, everyone wanted you back. So it was one of those ones that was a real goal. And you mentioned Jason Morgan there. You had a lot of conversations with Coach Morgan. So just maybe a little bit of insight there into what you and Jason Morgan have talked about. And you and I have talked a lot about how we're going to play and how we want to finish. You mentioned top four there, but just a little bit of an update about what you and Morgan have talked about.
He was really keen on, having a skilled, tough team, and that's exactly the, when I was there was talks of me maybe being the coach. That's exactly what I wanted. So, and that's how you win hockey games, I think, is you have a lot of skill like we do up front, and then some toughness, and we got that. And I won two ECHL championships with that exact team, so it gets me really excited. And I know that our small forwards and all our other skilled guys are going to be able to play, knowing that no one's going to touch them. If they do, there's going to be guys to back them up, and that's kind of how I play, and that's how I would want my team to play if I was the coach or the GM. So, he's been saying that from day one, and we do have a smaller up front, so then you get some size on the back end, and I think he's doing a really good job of bringing guys in, and I know there's a few more big signings coming up in the next few days, I believe. So we're excited to hear who those are, and our team's got, I know it's really close to being finalized, so we're excited, and I'm just excited to get down there and get into the new apartments and see some new faces and get going.
Well, Captain, thanks for taking the time to join us on Clan Chat. I know you've got lots on the plate. Congratulations again on the wedding, and I'm sure you'll be enjoying family time and friends. Maybe a little bit of R&R before you get on the plane. Good luck with the visa appointment. Those are always fun. So we look forward to seeing you on this side of the pond. And again, thanks for taking the time to join us, and we'll see you soon in Glasgow.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks, Murph.